this nation has been.
There are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. The economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Good morning. Happy Memorial Day weekend. You're listening to Money Talks. I'm Troy Harmon, your host, along with Casey Smith and Jennifer Thomas, both who hold the CFP designation. We had a long talk about that before the show started.
That's right.
You can't call yourself
the CFP.
You can't use it as a noun. It's got to be used in its proper way. And me, likewise, CFA charter holder.
That's right.
So also
we are CFP certificates.
Certificates. There you go. So not designees or
certificate, please.
Yeah. Well,
get it right.
I guess we could make it even more complicated if we tried, but it'd take a lot of effort.
It would
right?
take. You'd be surprised the number of pages in the handbook about the proper use of the marks.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a similar situation.
Yeah.
You always have to do when you're going for some of those designations, you wind up having to do quite a bit of ethics, which is good. I mean, this is great for the market, right?
Sure.
And that they spend what seems to me a lot of time making sure that you get that piece right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sure that's riveting radio. We can probably move on now. thank you for all the veterans who have fought for the country. It is Memorial Day weekend, and we do appreciate that, even if you didn't have to fight too hard, which is my case. I was in the Air Force a long, long time ago, and, you know, we appreciate what you've done for us. It means a lot.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about the market, guys. We do have a positive market this week up 2%, 2.18%. So we had a hiccup a couple of weeks ago when we got news about possible issues with Mr. Trump and former FBI Director Comey.
Right.
The market seems to have digested all of that and moved on.
Yeah, we had a big blip. What was that, last week? Or the week before?
The week before. 2%.
Big downturn for about a day. And
it was two officially.
Two days,
I think
okay.
We had like a 13 basis point loss, followed by 1.8, 1.9,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah. So
on a single day.
But we've recovered and we're back to what new highs, I guess.
Yeah. This is seems like a Teflon market, but we did gain 2% this week. So all investors seems like everywhere just as well enjoy it. We got best performance sector, information technology, which is kind of the theme for the year. Infotech was up almost 3% this week. It now stands year to date over 20.5%.
Yeah, that's a big number, Troy. And I don't
Huge.
Know. I mean, is that anything to be concerned about? Are we getting a little overheated in the tech sector? I mean,
well,
I guess valuations are pretty high.
They are. They've been high for a little while. I think across the board, the market looks a little expensive to me. I've talked about this the last few weeks on the air. One thing that we do have that gives us a little bit of hope that the market's not terribly overpriced is the fact that we do see earnings growing pretty significantly in the first quarter. Nothing much to talk about on earnings this week since we're kind of between seasons. We did have a couple of companies report, but you know, earnings look to be strong.
Yeah.
But when I look at our current price ratios relative to historical averages, we look around 20% overpriced.
Yeah.
Well, and we're overdue for a correction at some point. I mean, historically, when you look at what the market typically does, you know, we're way past due.
That's true. We have one 10% correction every year. The last one we had was December of 15 into February of 2016.
Uh-huh.
We're a little, you know, year and a half out from
right.
that.
Yeah.
And then we usually see
a 20%.
Yeah, what is it? 20% every 2 or 3 years,
uh-huh.
And then 3-5% on average, mm-hmm. per year. We have had some short blips, but
right.
really there's been limited volatility,
yeah.
over the last. Well, you can make the claim. I think we've had what, two and a half, almost 3 10% corrections in the past 9 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're at 9 years now, because we're going back now to March of 2009.
Right. Mm-hmm. That would have been the bottom.
It's 8 years. Yeah. So you know, we have surely enjoyed the fact that we haven't had so much volatility in the market.
I mean, you know, and history tends to repeat itself. That's why we study history. But that doesn't. It's not always the case. So. You know, I think the market has been strong. It's just doing, you know, and earnings are what end up being reflected in the stock price. So,
right. Yeah. This is a little different. I mean, we're in a situation where there's still lots of discussion as to whether or not we're going to have some pretty significant regulatory changes, including lower taxes.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a little bit of news this week on that. We did get the Office of what is it? The Congressional Budget Office,
yep.
Information back about the new American Health Care. It's the AHCA,
yeah.
American Health Care Act.
Right.
Bill that Congress has actually passed. It's moved on to the Senate. The Senate's still saying they don't really care. They're going to pass their own version, which would then have to be sent back to the House. What we get out of that? That's the big problem to me is we've got. All this discussion, we are moving in that direction, but we have yet to see one piece of legislation really passed to give us lower regulation. Probably the one and only that I know of that has changed, and I'm sure that I could get called out on this, but the Labor Department laws that were going to be affecting retirement accounts did get pushed back. We were supposed to see that in April.
Right.
It got pushed back to June 6th or 7th, and even that now is subject to be reviewed and changed.
Yeah, and that's
further.
An interesting one, just especially for our industry, obviously. But the fact that that even that legislation was proposed created a lot of uncertainty in some of the broker dealers out there.
Right.
And insurance companies are going ahead and changing their policies to comply,
sure.
with the Department of Labor in the anticipation of it passing, at least in some form at some point.
Right.
And just yesterday, I think it was, Wells Fargo came out and said that they're disallowing certain types of investments inside of IRA accounts.
Right.
I think, you know, muni bonds, which why would you own a muni bond in an IRA anyway?
Makes little sense.
But, you know, they're making it official that that's
there are a few
tolerated.
Taxable muni bonds,
that's
or
true.
There used
yeah.
to be.
No,
yeah.
there
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
There are. And we look for them a good
yeah.
bit because we, you know, if
but
you
the
can
true
get a good
muni
deal.
Bonds, I mean, your typical muni bond, yeah, it doesn't
yeah,
make
tax-free
sense.
Tax-free muni.
State and
yeah.
federal
no
tax-free,
reason.
Right, yeah, mm-hmm. it makes
but
no sense.
Certain share classes, you know, things like that they're doing to go ahead and move forward with the Department of Labor regulations, even though it has been bumped back and nothing has been changed officially, but I think that there's some anticipation that part, you know, maybe in some form, not the current form that they're expecting, but it might get through to some type of reform on retirement accounts and how those are handled, whether a fiduciary standard is used or not.
Right, yeah, and those would still only impact, as you were talking, retirement
type accounts.
So it's
right.
not going to be a brokerage account, a taxable type account would not be impacted by that. All right, guys, we got a little bit of economic news this week. New home sales came out. They fell 11.4% below the revised March levels. This was an April report. Still 0.5% above year-ago levels, so relative to the April 2016 numbers, that was the March report for this was a 10-year high. So I guess it's not a huge surprise that we did have a decline when you have something that spiked so high in the prior month. MBA mortgage apps, this is something we look at every week, increased 10.5% on the refinance index. Total composite was up 4.4%. Purchase index was still a little bit lower at 0.8%. So
10.5% on the refinance index.
That's a spike.
That's pretty strong. Yeah.
Yeah. The previous week, because we saw interest rates fall,
right,
it was negative overall. So we did see some changes in interest rates. You look at the Treasury yield curve on the 2 and the 5 year, we got 6 basis points or 0.6%. Increase 10-year Treasury is at 2.26%, which is really low, but it's up 0.4%. And then 3 basis points on the 30-year. So across the board, the yield curve is higher. It flattened a little bit with the low end, the short end going up slightly more than the longer term maturities. Existing home sales, we saw April coming in 2.3% below the revised March total, so a bit of a decline there as well. Still 1.6% higher on the year relative to April in 2016. FOMC came out with some minutes this week, which is really interesting. They're talking about how they're going to roll off the long end of the maturities, kind of unwinding quantitative easing 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
And they're talking about using capped rates to go out a little further. All right, guys, we're going to take a real quick break to pay a few bills, and we'll come right back. You're listening to Money Talks. Don't touch that dial.
But tonight...
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.